This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. Only four things to mention this week because the point is not to waste your time. Let's get into it. First off, I found an article that details what a security researcher felt was PR pushback from Microsoft around a discovered vulnerability, and it really put its finger on the pulse of something that I've been struggling to articulate for a while. When companies screw up, as they often do, it feels like their first response isn't taking care of customers so much as it is controlling the messaging. This is patently untrue. Large companies have different groups of people working on both aspects, but only the latter group is the one contacting you several times an hour as an outsider. Consider whether you might be alienating people who are clearly trying to do the right thing for the larger community as a part of your vulnerability management program. AWS had two announcements. They announced the Cloud Companion Guide for the CSA Cyber Trust Mark, because nothing screams user-friendly like a guide to understanding another guide. If you need to be aware of it, I pity you, but I also tacitly acknowledge that you should go check this thing out. And on the other side of the spectrum, Securing Generative AI, an introduction to the Generative AI Security Scoping Matrix. And you know what? I don't hate it. It's a very quickly emerging field, and this guidance respects that while also offering a great framework to not only think about the lay of the land today, but also to not lock yourself into certain patterns that are going to push back against what this field becomes tomorrow. I did not expect to be impressed by an article with this title, but the AWS security team nailed this one. And from the tool of the week, I was recently reminded of Falco, and I set to work instrumenting my dev box with it. It turns out that an awful lot of what I do is fairly ill-behaved, at least from the perspective of the default rules set. And that's what happened last week in AWS security.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.